It's time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Is it morning?
It's morning.
Wow, I don't know. I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching the Met game.
Did they really play that long?
Yeah, 16 innings.
Wow. 16 innings.
It was a great game. Syndergaard pitched 7 innings, had leadoff triples twice, pitched out of it. Bumgarner gave up a cheap run in the first inning, and that 1-1 game went 16. Bumgarner went 9 complete innings, pitched a tremendous game. And both bullpens did good jobs. It was a, for me to stay up for a 16-inning game, you know it had to be a great pitched game, and it was on both sides. The Mets lost because they ran out of pitchers. The one-inning relief pitching took its toll, and that's how the Mets lost. The Mets took the lead in the top of the 16th. Alonso hit a bomb, making it 2-1, and you think, oh, that's over. Nope. The Giants scored 2 runs in the bottom of 16th inning without getting an out. They had bases loaded, no outs, scored 2 runs, game over. So, lets everybody pitch an inning, everybody feel good about themselves, cost the Mets last night.
All right. Well, you know, I was because I went home, and I did watch the Yankees, the doubleheader with the Yankees, and I also watched the Dodgers lose again. By the way, I love Major League Baseball Network. I do. I love the way they go from game to game. I get now to see a lot of players that I've never seen before play.
And it's good just to get back to the other game for a while. This righty lefty crap, as I call it.
Yep.
Actually hurt the Giants, too, because Mike Yastrzemski, the grandson of Carl Yastrzemski, had a great night at the plate. As soon as they brought in a lefty pitcher, they took him out. I was like, where's Yastrzemski? I said, really? You taking this guy out because now you got a lefty pitcher throwing? Unbelievable. And that hurt the Giants because there were a lot of opportunities in the bottom of the lineup in Yastrzemski's spot where they didn't come through with a hit. So, yep, it was a good game last night. And then going back to the Phillies game, so the day before when Chocolate Chip Sabathia mouths off to the Rays, it's competition of sportsmanship, right?
No, I heard
yesterday the guy in the Phillies did it, and he's a bad guy.
Well, I heard the Yankee announcers yesterday, Buck Showalter. I don't know why he's filling in lately, but he's been filling in.
Because Michael Kay's not there, probably.
But Showalter was good. Showalter said, CC Sabathia is a great guy. He's a great competitor. But the only time he seems to mouth off and lip off is against Tampa Bay. And it should have stopped years ago.
You said the two key words there, Buck Showalter. It's not one of the sworn allegiances to the Yankee announcers that nobody does wrong. The night before, it was okay. But Buck Showalter, being a true baseball guy, said the things the way it was, and he was 100% right. I didn't say that what the Phillies guy did was right, but if one guy does it and it's wrong for everybody.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And just, you know what's going to happen to this guy with the Dodgers. He's a relief pitcher, closed the game, got the win, and started cursing into the Dodger dugout. When the Dodgers play him next time, they'll be sharpening a kitchen knife ready to hit this guy, and they'll take it out on him on the field.
And
when you win a game like that, unless it's the World Series or unless it was a dirty game, you just walk off the field and you celebrate with your team. You don't start cursing at the other team because it's going to come back and get you.
And once again, come back and get you. You're right. The Tampa Bay pitching staff, I think, is except for maybe one or two guys, is pretty much shot. The Yankees just wait till they bring in a reliever, and then
they hit a home run,
and then they tee off on the relievers.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I've been saying that.
You know, these pitchers get to 90 and 100 pitches, and they bring in the relievers, and the Yankees, or else they leave. It's weird, but that's what the Yankees do. They wait till
the
relievers come.
But here's the problem: when these pitchers get to 90 and 100 pitches, what inning is it? Is it the eighth?
Well, that's the whole thing. The Yankees.
No, it's probably the fifth.
Well, that's the whole thing. The Yankees take a lot of pitches,
and they should take a lot of pitches if these guys can't throw strikes.
That's exactly what it is. And if they're disciplined enough, they're confident enough that when a pitcher gets tired, they have to bring somebody in. That all of a sudden they bring out the lumber and off they go to the races. And they swept the doubleheader yesterday. And I think the Red Sox are going to pass the Rays in the next week or two.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the game last night because I love pitching. And Syndergaard did a good job. He only threw 108 pitches for seven innings, which for him is low. Okay? Baumgartner, at one point, I think it was the sixth inning, he only had 66 pitches in the bank. I mean, that's pitching efficiency. He pitched nine complete innings, gave up five hits, only had six strikeouts, nine complete innings through 94 pitches.
You know, it's funny.
I dare anybody to go through any box score and see a pitcher yesterday that only threw 94 pitches that pitched six innings.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because that the kid Germain, who's now 12-2 for the Yankees, he threw 23 pitches in the first inning, gave up two home runs, and he pitched five more innings after that and didn't throw more than 12 to 13 pitches an inning. That's
which game did he pitch yesterday? The first or the second?
The first one. The first one. The one they won 6-2. He
pitched six innings and gave up. He pitched six complete with 90 pitches. Yeah. That's not good.
No, but what all I'm saying is you take out that first inning where he gave up 23 pitches, and all of a sudden it is good. Is all
I'm
saying.
Yeah, but you got. It used to be if you gave up 20 something pitches in the first inning, you still wound up going eight, throwing 100 pitches.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, the guy that started for the Rays, who, like you said, he gave up nine hits, five of the six runs. He threw 104 pitches in five innings. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's absolutely terrible.
Yep,
that's
no.
Not pitching.
Yeah, it's a different game.
It's a different game, like we say, and it's not a better game.
All right.
But that's why I stayed up to 3 o'clock in the morning, because this was a rarity last night.
Well,
it was a really enjoyable game, and I was saying to myself the whole time, I can't believe I'm watching the Mets because this was such a great pitched game on both sides.
I'll tell you, watch out for the Giants and watch out for Cleveland. Those two teams are just putting it together, and they have pitching. So
Cleveland beat Detroit, who they should beat 6-3. And don't disparage the Met loss yesterday because the Giants have been scoring runs in bundles. I think they scored something like 140 runs in their last 10 games or something. So this was a really good game last night.
All right, now I want to get on to something that I noticed yesterday. Just about every major racetrack up and down the East Coast has canceled their racing for Saturday.
Except?
Monmouth Park.
Monmouth Park. Because the stupid Haskell, are you kidding me? Postpone it.
Yeah.
Listen, if Saratoga can postpone a Saturday and run it Sunday, maybe Sunday. They say they're going to run it Sunday. Monmouth Park can stop running Saturday and run Sunday. Maybe Sunday. They're using the fallacy that it's close to the ocean.
No,
folks, I live around the corner from Monmouth Park. It's hot as heck. It's hot as heck out there, and it's not good. They say they got watering stations and mist. No, it's not going to work. And let me tell you, being at Monmouth Park in the Haskell many times, there's a lot of alcohol out there, and in this weather, that's not good. Monmouth Park needs to cancel the day. The heck with NBC.
Probably
Jerry Bailey won't even show up because he'll be too hot.
No, it's you know, when I notice it, it just sticks out like a sore thumb. Every major racetrack, everyone said, you know what, we're going to take Saturday off and see what happens Sunday.
Laurel, Delaware, Philadelphia Park, Saratoga, and Arlington Park all canceled racing Saturday.
Yeah.
The only one open is Monmouth Park because it's Haskell Day. Wrong.
Yeah, it's just crazy. That's just crazy.
So we have no races for the weekend.
What about today?
Today?
Yeah.
I got something for today. Now, here, just think about, like, with everything that was going on in Santa Anita, right?
Yeah.
All the breakdowns and everything, and there was another calamity yesterday at Del Mar. Imagine now. So you're on NBC, it's your showcase weekend, so to say, okay?
Yeah.
And something happens. How are you going to get out of that?
You're not.
Especially when you have every other track shut down for the weekend. How are you going to get out of that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Good. Definitely not good. Okay, we're going to go to the third race today at Saratoga. I'm assuming around the grass. I don't think they got any rain up there. In the third race, we're going to go with the one horse, Dearly Decorated. This is a New York bred race, but if you look at this horse, it's by declaration of war out of a Red Ransom mare. That does not spell New York bred. this horse has been running an open company down at Gulfstream, coming off of a race last on June 30th, and that was off a four-month layoff when it ran a very middle-of-the-road race. Gets blinkers on for the first time today, gets the rail. Top pick for today is the one horse in the third race, Dearly Decorated.
That's what we got?
Yep. Our Navarro horse disappointed us yesterday. I guess the vets were on the ball yesterday at Saratoga. Wink, wink.
That's right. All right. Hey, stay cool this weekend.
Oh, I will be.
All right. I just thought I'd let you know Tiger Woods is 12 shots behind at the Open.
Yeah. Do you hear his excuses?
Well, he and Rory.
Is there validity to that?
No. He and Rory McIlroy just had each had two terrible holes. But you know what? In golf, when you have a terrible hole or two, you're all of a sudden your 200 or 300 par becomes 6 or 7 over.
He's like saying like he's got physical issues and the what was the one that he won? The Masters?
Yeah.
Took too much out of him physically.
Well,
we playing golf or did he go 15 rounds with Jack Dempsey?
Probably both. But we'll see what happens to see if he makes the cut today.
I said Jack Dempsey, not Jack Daniels.
I know. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. Stay cool, people.
Well, do. Take care, Mike.
Have a great one.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.